Don't just push me when you gotta lift and push. Let's go. One, two, three. I hate that door. Rerun, a door is a thing. You can't get emotionally involved with a thing. You can't hate a door. What are we gonna do, Raj? Ever since Mrs. Watson sold this building, it's just falling apart. Man, the pipes leak, there's no heat, and the plaster's just falling off the wall. Oh, no!
What is it now?
The refrigerator's on the blink. Everything is frozen solid. Look, my chicken is turning into a clucksicle. This was gonna be our dinner, Raj. We've got to get that new landlord to do something.
Rerun, would you just take it easy?
Take it easy, we'll starve. What do Eskimos do?
They rub noses.
It doesn't have a nose.
Rerun, please. I'm trying to study.
Heat, Raj. I need heat.
Come on in, Dwayne. Dwayne, you gotta lift and push. Lift and push.
Man, I hate
Dwayne,
this.
No!
Oh, God, this is just like the funhouse.
Believe me, Dwayne, this house is no fun.
Yeah. Hey, Rerun, man, what are you doing, ironing a chicken?
I'm trying, but it's not working.
Boy, I bet you it's real hard to get nice creases in a bird.
I know what I'll do. I'll put it in the stove. That should throw it out.
Yeah.
This new landlord can't push us around like this. I'm fed up and I'm not gonna take anymore.
That's right, me either.
Sit down, Dwayne. You don't even live here.
Yeah, but I love a good fight. Look, you guys are my pals. If you're in trouble, we're all in trouble. I mean, if I could, I'd come over here and fight with you, side by side, just like the Three Musketeers.
You mean it? You do that for us?
Sure. If you didn't live in such a dump.
Raj, I got big news.
The bathtub blew up?
No.
Well, then, can it wait? Because, Rerun, I am tired. I had a rough day. I just want to relax and take it easy. That exam was murder.
But, Raj, remember what you said yesterday about us standing up for our rights?
Yes, I know. I called the landlord. He wasn't in.
Well, I did something about it. I called the tenants' meeting.
Oh, yeah? Well, you just count me out, Rerun. I don't want any part of it. I've been on those committees at school, and nothing ever gets done. So if you don't mind, I'll just lay here and relax and take it easy.
No, I don't mind, but that doesn't leave much room for the others.
Others? What others?
Well, you know, I thought since I called the meeting, I should have it here.
Rerun.
You don't have to thank me, Raj.
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you so much!
Well, Emma.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Hey, what do you say there, Raj? Hey, don't Rerun.
No, big girl, don't!
Don't what?
Is this a party?
Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, that's number 6 on our complaint list. Tight door and loose window.
windows.
Yeah, at least your stereo works.
You know, our fuses keep blowing all the time. I'm sitting up here in the dark.
I can't get any hot water.
Fixed you have water.
Order! I'm glad everyone came, and let's not waste the moment.
Right. Let's get right down to business. Okay?
Right. What shall we have for refreshments? Twinkies or ding dong?
Twinkies will be fine.
Well, who elected you spokesman?
You want the ding dongs?
No, let's get going.
Okay,
let's go. Right. Let's steal the card. Isn't this the Wednesday night poker game?
Hey, wait a minute, everybody. Mr. Wing has something important to say. What is it, Mr. Wing?
Nekomadje. Gomjito. Gomjito. Winky.
Well, a Twinkie is like a large, oblong fortune cookie. But only instead of a fortune inside, there's a lot of goo.
Oh, goo!
Goo! Forget the goo. I want some action.
Don't look at me. I'm 82. How much younger do you jog?
Who
cares about jogging? My kitchen stove is 82.
Look, why don't we just have Fig Newtons?
Rerun doesn't matter.
I said let's have Fig Newtons. I don't care what anybody else wants. I am buying the fresh.
Please! Now, we'll never accomplish anything standing around yelling at each other.
Right, I guess.
We need for one person to be in charge.
Got it right.
All right? All you need is for one person to stand up to the landlord and tell him we're sick and tired of his lame excuses. All right? And force him to live up to his responsibility.
Congratulations, Roger. Go to it.
You got it. You're
elected. It's unanimous, right, committee?
I don't want it.
Nay, hold on. Goo?
Goodbye.
Could you please make a little less noise?
Sorry, Raj. It's not easy to eat frozen spaghetti.
Yeah, I know.
Well, hopefully today will be the last day we'll have to put up with that dumb refrigerator.
You think that landlord will show up?
Oh, hey, don't worry. He'll show up. I went down to his office and I told his secretary that I represent the entire building and that he better come down here personally to answer our complaints or he'd be in big trouble.
I'm glad we elected you president, Raj. You're a real powerhouse.
Well, yeah, but what if he refuses to listen to you?
Then I'll just have to get tough. And I'll tell him that he's a greedy fool with no respect for the rights of others and demand that he make the repairs now.
What if he starts a fight, Raj?
A fist fight?
Mm-hmm.
Rerun, grown-ups don't fight with their fists. They fight with lawyers.
I bet you that's him.
You Roger Thomas?
I haven't seen him.
Roger Thomas with the big mouth?
Yeah, that's him.
Roger Thomas with the big mouth. I'm Sam Logan with the bad temper. I own this building. You got something you want to say to me?
No, sir.
Hey, Raj, tell him the part about the lawyers.
I had something to say earlier, but I forgot what it was.
Don't you remember, Raj? You said that you were going to demand that he make repairs.
Oh, yeah?
I said that.
Yep, and then if he said no, you was gonna tell him what kind of fool he is.
Fool! Dwayne! I said I wanted to see the man to tell him how cool. Dwayne is on the swimming team. He gets water in his ears.
Listen. I'm no fool and I'm not cool. I just don't want any trouble in my building. Nor troublemakers.
Troublemakers? Us? Oh, come on. Why don't you just take it easy and visit? You want some coffee or tea or a little spaghetti?
I didn't come here to kid around.
Yeah. Of course you didn't. I know exactly why you came here. You came here because you have a valuable piece of property and you want to take good care of it.
I do?
Of course you do. Look at this workmanship. You don't see many buildings like this these days. I mean, solid construction.
Oh, go pay, count him.
Sorry, Mr. Wing.
Wing, another complainer.
But believe me, Mr. Logan, you made a wise investment. This place could triple its value in just a few years. If you just make the repairs.
You know, you fellas might be right. I do have a valuable investment here that could be worth a lot more but just by making a few repairs.
Yeah. See, and then everybody would be happy.
Tell you what I'm gonna do.
Yes, sir.
You make me out a list of those few little things that need fixing, and I'm gonna take care of it.
Well, I've got our list right here. He sure reads fast, right? Ladies and gentlemen, our president has something to say.
Oh, thank you, Rerun. The reason I called you all here is because I have some very good news.
All right. All right. All right. Hey,
our battle is won. Mr. Logan has decided to make all needed repairs immediately.
This 3A, Roger Thomas, Frederick Stubbs.
Yes.
Got a delivery. A microwave oven.
Microwave oven?
Wow. A microwave oven. Mr. Logan really came through.
How about that? And we just told him our stove was on the blink.
You got a new refrigerator coming too.
A new refrigerator?
Oh,
a new refrigerator. Hey, here comes Mr. Logan now. Good old Mr. Logan.
Hey, bless his heart.
Hey, Logan, how are you?
How you doing? Well, looks like everybody's here.
Mr. Logan, I can't tell you how happy we are about that microwave oven. What a surprise that was.
Yeah, a whole modernized kitchen's going in. New stove, refrigerator, dishwasher. This place is gonna look like a real luxury apartment.
Hey! The man's a saint!
And a luxury apartment should bring in almost double the rent.
Now, wait just a minute, Logan.
What?
Sir, are you gonna raise our rent?
We can't pay it.
Oh, too bad. Here's your eviction notice.
Eviction? You're throwing us out?
No, you can't do it.
Do you have a lease?
No, we rent month to month.
And the end of the week is the end of the month. Goodbye, troublemakers.
Hold it!
Does anybody else want their place turned into a nice luxury apartment?
Oh, no, no.
It's swell the way it
is. No. Oh, good, good. And good day.
Is Rock still in the bathroom?
Yeah. More pancakes, Shirley.
God, when you guys move in, you really move in. Have you seen my books?
No.
Raj, get out of the bathroom.
I'll be right down. I'm shaving.
10 seconds and I'm gonna knock that door down.
More pancakes, Shirley.
You want more pancakes? I'll give you more pancakes.
Shirley, what am I supposed to do with this?
The recipe's on the box. Because this cook is off duty.
Well, I guess it's just as well. All this moving and apartment, honey, has got me too upset to eat.
Rerun, you've already put away a dozen pancakes. Not to mention 2 cantaloupes, 3 heavens of scrambled eggs, and 6 pieces of toast. Now, you wasn't that upset when you ate all that.
Shirley, I said I was upset, not unconscious.
Hey, well, just look at this place. Oh, what a mess. I mean, Rerun, you didn't even put up your bed.
I'm sorry, Shirley. I'm just too tired. I didn't sleep at all last night. This lumpy couch just did terrible things to my body.
Don't hand me that food. You came in with that body. Hey, Rog, is there any good apartments solicited any class of action?
Oh, they're plenty, Shirley, but they're too expensive.
Well, hey, listen, just sit down and relax, and I'll fix you a nice breakfast.
Oh, no.
I mean, for you, I'll cook.
Oh, no, Shirley, I really gotta go. We got to find these places to live. Come on, Rerun. We gotta go out and find a place to live. We got six places to check out. Let's move.
You gotta go, gotta go, gotta go.
It's all yours. I'm out, I'm out, I'm out.
Come on, Rerun, we got a big day ahead of us now. Come on. Hey, Shirley, I'm sorry about the stuff on the floor. Hey, we'll get it when we come back.
It's all right. Just go ahead. I'll fix it.
Shirley, will you mind putting up my bedding for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, while you're at it, these pants right here need pressing, Shirley. Oh, yeah, and the shirt right here that was in the box over here needs a couple of buttons. One other thing, Shirley. My socks here got a hole in it. You know, and my extra beret needs blocking. I'll need a few extra pillows, and we'll be home by 6. I don't want to miss that great, big, wonderful dinner you're going to cook for us.
You want me to find your apartment for you?
Oh, no, Shirley. Today is your day off, baby. Yeah. You stay at home and relax.
Relax. Will you look at this place? And you know who we owe it to, that old turkey landlord.
I know. He messed up Roger and Rerun's lives and our house.
Yeah, somebody ought to tell him where to get off.
You're right, Shirley.
I mean, and what about those old fool attendants? I mean, they just dropped Roger and Rerun like two hot potatoes. Somebody ought to tell them off, too.
You're right, Shirley.
I mean, every time I think about it, it just steams me up. I just get so mad.
I got a feeling there's going to be another meeting.
Mm-hmm, and it's going to be right here, so help me clean a path. I mean, Shirley Wilson has just elected herself president of the STSS committee.
STSS.
Mm-hmm. Set them suckers straight. No, there will be no refreshments, no ding-dongs, no fig Newtons, no nothing. I mean, let's get back to the reason why we're here. Now, I'm going to say it to you one more time. Raj is your president. Raj talked up for you. Raj got evicted, and y'all just copped out. Now, you're going to uncop out and do something about it. Any questions? Yeah.
Nikon, not yet. Gao Pong, Duck Ma. Go, go, Pong. Go, go, Pong.
Yeah, thank you. Or it's just a little cheap something I picked up downtown.
Look, Shirley's right. I mean, when the guys got evicted, we all clammed up. We let that landlord intimidate us.
Yeah, I mean, you turkeys, chicken out.
Yeah, she's I don't feel like it.
Oh, yes, you did. Yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah.
Look, we're all very sorry about what happened. Well, what do you expect us to do?
Well, now, I'm going to tell you. I think you ought to tell Logan, say, hey, we're not going to stand for that.
Oh, you can't blame us because Roger's immature. I mean, he talked too much and his big mouth got him in trouble.
Now, wait a minute. That's my brother you talking about. He got himself thrown out of his apartment sticking up for his rights and yours. And if that's immature and growing up means learning to cop out, then I hope I stay a kid forever.
That's telling him, little lady.
I thought you were deaf.
If anything makes sense, I can hear it.
No Roger, no Rerun, no
Rerun. Hold it. What's going on out here?
What does it look like, turkey?
No, that's
a red strike.
Roger and Rerun, get back to their apartment or we don't pay our rent.
What?
No Roger, no Rerun, no rent. 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 No Roger, no Rerun, no rent.
Back it off. I'm giving the show's apartment to a new tour. Now get on out of here. Beat it.
Heck no, we won't go.
Heck no, we won't go. Heck no, we won't go. No Roger, no Rerun, no rent. No Roger, no Rerun, no rent.
Wait a minute. Listen, let's talk about this.
There ain't nothing you can say. Oh, you want to say something, Mr. Wingo?
Nay, hoy, bongo. Go, jay, bongo, go, go. Gay, joy, go, go. Yet, say ye.
Uh-huh.
Who said me?
No Roger, no Rerun, no rent. Turkey.
Dee, Shirley, we're home.
I wonder where they are.
Man, I sure we don't have to fix our own dinner. I'm exhausted.
Me too. Hey, Dwayne, we really appreciate your help. Situation seems hopeless, though. doesn't seem to be any apartment we can afford.
Well, the rent on that last one was pretty cheap.
Dwayne, would you like to live under a bowling alley?
Sure, if I could have the spare room.
Well, tomorrow's Sunday. We just have to get up early and try again.
Hello, everybody.
Any luck?
No.
Things don't look too good.
Hey, Mr. President. What happened to all that energy, drive, and charisma that swept you to victory in your last election?
Oh, please, Dee. I wish I'd never heard of the tenants committee.
Well, would it cheer you up to know that we found a place for you to live?
You did?
What?
You're kidding.
Oh, that's wonderful. Shirley, does it look anything like our old place?
Just like your old place.
How about the rent?
Same rent.
Nice neighborhood.
Oh, man, you're gonna love it.
Hey, this key looks just like our old key.
Yeah.
3A, it is our old key.
You mean you got us our old apartment back?
How did you do that?
Shirley called a rent strike.
Yeah.
A rent strike?
That's what we did. We got these signs, and we were saying, no Roger, no rerun, no rent. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. No Roger, no rerun, no rent.
That is fantastic. And it worked. I mean, Logan gave in, huh?
Sure did. He really panicked.
Oh, Dee, you wonderful.
Thanks, Shirley.
No, watch it now.
You're wonderful, too, Shirley. Wonderful. What do you say, Rod? Let's pack.
You bet. Yes, good to be back in our old place again, huh, Rerun?
Yeah. Shirley must have really terrified that landlord. Looked like he fixed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Hey, Rod, what do we have this calendar hanging?
By the spice rack, remember?
Sure, I'm gonna put it right back in the same place. Yeah. There's the old nail hole.
Yeah.